I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Glass towards the side of the penalty area. The deep cross. Hurtig 3-0. Lena Hurtig with the header. And Sweden are taking Team USA apart here in Tokyo.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker on this Wednesday morning. USA soccer, Team USA women's soccer, losing us 3-0 to Sweden this morning. First loss in 44 games as we get set here, Cody, for the Olympics in Tokyo. Before we play a little Olympic roulette, where are you as a fan on the Olympics? I love the Olympics. It's one of those things where, obviously, once every 4 years, we missed it last year because of the pandemic. It's back. They're doing their best to get it back on track this year. I missed it last year. I will watch. It's one of those things like I'll have it on the other screen and I'll be watching for the next 3 weeks or so.
I always like the Olympics. I don't love them, but I like them enough and I enjoy them enough. That being said, I am not super excited for this particular Olympics. I don't know what it is. I didn't mind last year during the pandemic and the height of the pandemic, watching baseball with no fans, basketball with no fans. For some reason, all these sports, which we can, I think we're being very generous when we call a lot of Olympic sports personally, but the fact that we're getting all of these Olympic sports that are not mainstream sports anymore in front of no fans makes me just care a little less. And I know that's a downer. And I know we want to get past everything, but at the end of the day, it's just reminding me every time I look at the screen that we are not as far along as we really think we are.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of the aspect of us now going back to watching sports without fans. We got used to it, right? It stunk, but we got used to it for a whole season for all these sports. Like, we just made the most of it. But now that we've got all these, like last night, right? We're watching the Bucks win the title, and there's 65,000 people out there in what they call the Deer District outside the
But it's like it was an ocean of people, and it was just awesome.
And then I saw one bathroom out there for all those people. I was wondering how the heck that worked. But
how it worked.
Oh, yeah, you do. You see all those people and you get excited. This will be different. The Olympics will be different. As we now know, no fans in Tokyo. But we'll be watching from afar. And we're going to play a little Olympic roulette here. So Paul Aspen, our executive producer, is going to hop in. And we're going to pick a sport, pick a number. And he's going to basically tell us who our guy is, who our person is, who our athlete is. And we're going to be able to track this as we kind of have our own our own people that we'll root for and maybe bet on during the Olympics here. Paul, let's play a little Olympics roulette.
All right, I'll throw a couple of these non-major sports at you. Just tell me if any of them grab you, and we'll go that direction. So we got fencing, rowing, weightlifting, table tennis, archery, badminton, equestrian, sailing. Let's start there. Any of those? Cody, I see a hand up. What do you got?
Weightlifting, baby. I want weightlifting. Let's start with weightlifting.
All right, weightlifting. We have 11 events. So pick a number between 1 and 11.
I'm going to pick 6.
Okay. Let me go down the board. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, you have the women's 64 kilogram. I have no idea what that is in pounds. Weightlifting outrights.
Okay. What countries do I got an option of?
All right, so it does not look like there's an American at the top of the board.
That's fine. When it comes to women's weightlifting, it's never America. You got to go with somebody that's like Swedish or Hungarian. Give me somebody.
So at the top of the board, and I'm assuming I'm getting these abbreviations right, we've got Canada, Colombia, Ecuador, Great Britain, Taipei, Italy, Cuba, Germany, Turkey. That's we're at 50-1 with Turkey, so I'd say someone else.
Germany feels like the play, Cody.
I feel like Germany is as close as I'm going to get. I need an Eastern European. That is the way to go when it comes to weightlifting. I'm going Germany.
Okay, you have Sarah Davy. Oh, nope, that's Great Britain. Germany. Lisa Schweizer. 20.
That name screams whatever this event is, she's going to win.
64 kilograms. All right, we'll be following Lisa Schweizer.
I can't wait to hop on when we're doing lightning bets today. And whoever I get in Olympics roulette, take them blind. I'm in. I have something to pick here during the Olympics. All right. So I'm up here, Paul. I get to pick a sport.
Pick a sport.
All right. Let's go rowing.
Rowing. Okay. There's only 14 events there. So pick a number between 1 and 14.
Let's go with 7, right kind of in the middle there.
All right. 7. Give me a minute. All right. We've got... One.
Does this qualify as a sport, Cody? Is rowing a sport?
I think so. You know, every time I watch The Social Network, it looks like the Twins are working really hard.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned. So in Philadelphia, the studios that I work at WIP, we're right on the Schuylkill River, which is the river that goes between a couple big highways, right? So I look out the window and you can see people like on their boats. And I'm always thinking like, am I going to watch someone rowing behind me?
I always wanted to do it because every time I see movies about the East Coast, every time you look, it shows like a morning sunrise. There's always five people rowing in crew together, and I've never seen it one time anywhere.
It seems like great exercise, and it feels like I'd feel dead in 5 minutes and need a call of the Coast Guard to come get me. All right, so what's my event here?
Okay, Paul? So we've got the women's lightweight double sculls outrights.
Double skull.
Tell you what that is? No.
This sounds like an awesome event, by the way. All right.
So this is not by name, this is by country. So there's only 6. So you have your choice. Great Britain, Netherlands, Italy, Romania, France, or Canada.
Oh, we're going Romania. Romania is, they're cleaning up in this game. So I could feel it. Romania.
Big in the skulls. In the skulls. All right. They are 350.
Plus 350. This, I'm in.
Okay. Cody, you're up next.
All right. I'm going to be friendly and make it easy on you because there's only a couple of events in this one. Let's go with table tennis. My man, Forrest Gump. Let's go.
All right. Table tennis. Pull it up real quick as we're going down here. Okay. Hold on. Stand by. By the way, lot of regattas on that Schuylkill River out there in Philly.
Oh, yes. Without a question.
Okay. So table tennis is also a team. Was this 3? Pick between 1 and 3.
I'll go with 2. Split 2. The difference.
Okay. Mixed doubles table tennis. This is to win a gold. You have China, Japan.
China. Done. China. That they're winning that.
Minus 1,000.
Wow. Favorite. You got favorites. You got
look
favorites.
At that. See, I know my Olympics. I know my stuff, Joe.
All right, China minus 1,000 for the mixed table tennis. All right, Joe G. Right,
Paul, we're going with let's go handball here.
Oh, dude, I feel like that's the one sport America has really missed out. Like handball was so much fun playing in like grade school, but they got nothing here.
Yeah, what happened? Like a whole generation of us played in grade school. You figure that would have, you know, led to a generation of handball players in the Olympics. We missed it.
Tim Tebow would have been a great handball player.
Oh. God.
All right. Listen,
he's not done yet. After he's a tight end, he goes and becomes a handball player. Why not?
So this is
why not? Everyone else gives him jobs everywhere for nothing. Why not? Just give him that one too.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is also a team event. It's just two, number one or two?
One.
One. All right. Women's handball outrights. Okay. Norway, the Russian Olympic Committee. They're not Russia because of some doping issues. France, Spain, Sweden, Hungary, Montenegro, South Korea, Brazil, Japan, Angola.
Japan, the hometown team takes this.
Ooh.
Japan handball. What kind of odds am I getting here?
80 to 1. You're right there with DJ Charge. 80 to 1. So.
All right. 80 to 1. Women putting that one in, lightning bets as well. All right.
All right, Cody, what you got?
I want archery, man. I want John Rambo.
Okay, archery. So the Americans did win a silver in this, in the men's in 2016. So let me pull it up. Pick a number between, was that three? So
it's
yeah.
Three, so I'm going to go with one.
One. Okay, so archery, one. Almost there. A lot of sports here. What do you mean? There's.
I have never been more ready for the Olympics than I am right now.
All right. One, mixed team archery outrights. Okay. We have, there's only five teams. So South Korea, USA, Germany, India, and the Russian Olympic Committee.
You know what? I'm going to go with USA. I'm going to go for glory. We're going for this. We're going to win this one.
Team USA, they got a shot. They're plus 400. They're 4-1. South Korea is favored in all the archery events, so apparently that's big there. But
didn't know that. See, I just learned something.
All right. We're becoming experts here. Listen to BetQL Daily, BetQL Network. This is our first ever, I believe, our first ever Olympics roulette. As we stumble our way into favorites and dogs, and we bet the Olympics here. All right, so let's go one more here. Paul, let's go with badminton.
Badminton. Okay.
Is badminton always in the Olympics or is this new?
No, it was definitely in there in 2016.
All right. So off the top of your head, Joe, what country, just when you think of badminton, what is a country that just pops in your head? Don't even think about it. Go.
Hungary.
It's always Hungary. Everything that the Olympics and no name sports, it's always Hungary or some Eastern European country that we just don't know exact geography of.
I feel like water.
We don't
polo.
Think about we don't think about their sports until the Olympics. They're like, oh, yep. Well, they probably play that one.
All right, one through five.
Five.
Five. Okay, women's singles badminton outrights.
Please be hungry. Please be hungry. Please be hungry.
Oh, boy. Zhu Ying Tai from Taipei. We'll go by country and then we'll figure it out.
Okay. Then we'll try to pronounce the names. Yeah.
Japan, Thailand, I believe. Japan, Indonesia, Denmark, China, Korea, Canada, Korea, Great Britain. There is a Team USA at 50 to 1.
You know what? I'll go Team USA. I have to. Cody has the Team USA in there. I gotta feel patriotic for the Olympics. Team USA to win this.
Okay, this is Baiwen Zhang, I believe. 50 to 1.
Okay. 50 to 1. Let's do it.
And I'll throw in a fancy note for you guys before we get out of here. So Alexander Macialis. So if you shop around, so he won a silver medal in 2016, fencing. And I believe it's the foil. I'll have to double check that. There's three different events. Won a silver medal in 2016. If you shop around, he's +350 as the favorite at one book. He's +850 at another book. He was the world number one. He's not the world number one anymore. I'll talk to my fencing guy, do a little bit more research on it, but I'll have some lightning bets in fencing for you guys today or tomorrow.
I wonder if you could shop around the Olympics more than other sports because it's such a unique event that like maybe some books will think this, some books think that. I'm 850. I'm in on that one. All right,
it's a huge discrepancy though. Like I wonder what numbers they have.
Yeah, you don't see that often in most of these sports. Olympic roulette. We're going to do this once every 4 years here on Beck. On the other side, let's line them up. Major League Baseball, a big night last night and a big one coming up today. We'll go through all the games, props, our thoughts on each side. Joe Giglio, Cody Decker, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.